USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although the U.S. Attorney General William Barr says he found no evidence of election fraud to overturn the election, these whistleblowers on Fox say they witnessed the illegal activity firsthand.
I know I saw ballots with return addresses filled out, loaded onto my trailer in New York and headed for Pennsylvania, and wondered why I was driving complete ballots from New York to Pennsylvania.
100,000 ballots were missing, and that only 7 or 8 were found at UMS. Based on my previous experience, I believe that to be a lie.
The Department of Justice says they will continue to investigate election fraud claims. Adobe Analytics is reporting Americans spent a record $10.8 billion online on Cyber Monday, up 15% from last year, making it the largest online shopping day in U.S. history. USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
Within days, the United Kingdom became the first Western nation to grant emergency use authorization for a COVID-19 vaccine, clearing a shot developed by Pfizer and BioNTech due to be distributed in limited numbers within days. The UK has ordered 40 million doses, enough to vaccinate 20 million people. President Trump has warned he will veto a defense policy measure unless something is done about big tech's lawless behavior. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki tells us why.
President Trump has threatened to veto a defense policy measure unless Congress repeals protections for social media companies. In a tweet Tuesday night, Trump threatened to veto the National Defense Authorization Act unless a repeal of Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act was attached. The measure shields companies against liability for content posted on their sites. The president has maintained for months that social media sites like Facebook and Twitter were biased against conservative users. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The White House is getting into the festive spirit. USA Radio News' Val Dior takes us on a tour.
First responders and frontline workers are highlighted in the White House Christmas decor that also gives a special nod to Melania Trump's redesigned Rose Garden. Workers on the front lines of the COVID crisis are recognized in the Red Room with a Christmas tree dotted with handmade ornaments, as well as other decorations around the parlor. A buck and a crane are featured in 3D, hanging in windows of the Green Room, where American wildlife is the highlight. Classical urns line an east wing walkway and hold foliage from different regions of the country. The overall decor design is the duty of the First Lady, and she said America the Beautiful is her theme, and that it was inspired by Americans' shared appreciation for our traditions, values, and history. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Problem Solvers Unite. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Members of the Problem Solvers Caucus announced a bipartisan COVID relief plan on Tuesday with support from members of the House and Senate.
We've worked in the best interest of what we believe is great for our country, is good for our states, and we can all go home knowing that we have worked diligently to make sure that the unemployed, the small businesses, the state and local funding, student loan forbearance, everything that's going to come to a halt in December.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.